Can we talk about that for a second? Amber made this brilliant observation yesterday about Jordan Peterson.
Lay it on us.
Oh, what he sounds like?
Yes.
Oh,
that's right. So people have been saying Canadian Kermit, but he actually, and I think someone else actually pointed this out to me, but he actually sounds like, which one is it, Matt? I forget which.
It's Frank. Frank from the Professor Brothers.
I forget China, which Illinois. Professor Brother. Yeah.
Find your seats there and just bunch in close to the front.
Like, are we listening to Jordan Peterson right now?
Chris. Long ago, there were these two awful towns. Sodom, named after sodomy. And Gomorrah.
It's dead on.
Can we play a clip
of Frank to do a side by side?
Yeah, we could put some Peterson in there next to it, but it's pretty clear. Yeah. Yeah. Fliff, not even counting it.
God, the world got mean really fast. Death was hanging out. His buddies were there.
Peter Pan doesn't want to give that up. Why? Well, he's got some adults around him, but the main adult is Captain Hook.
Hippies started pouring in, the girls were gone, and I was no one to everyone.
Well, who the hell wants to grow up to be Captain Hook? First of all, you've got a hook.
I looked down, and I had the body of a heavy reader.
I cannot get that image out of my head of Frank.
God, beautiful.
My favorite thing about him, about Peterson, is when he's doing his speeches, he tries to do the Dennis Leary thing of being sort of a badass, where he's like, hey, I got news for you, bucko. Or like, reality check, sunshine.
How come I can't get a regular cup of coffee anymore? It's always latte, mocha, frappa, fuckio. How about a regular coffee? And let me just smoke a cigarette in there. www.whatthefuck.com.
www.blowme.ca.
But that's the thing, is that he's trying to have that sort of macho jocularity, but he's got that quavery, always on the verge of tears, Canadian accent.
The Canadian.
So
yeah.
It really is. He more. Whenever he tries to sound like that, he sounds like the guy in Fargo is mad about the true coat. And he goes, you're a liar, Mr. Leonard. You're a fucking liar.
Jacob Bacharach wrote a quick review of 12 Rules for Life the other day. And one of the rules for life, the first rule for life is stand up straight with your shoulders back. Ugh. Because that's how you like signal confidence and authority. And Jacob had a great line, which he says, if you're familiar with his video, like all of his video and YouTube appearances, you realize it's a rule he only intermittently follows himself.
I gotta say, I would pay to see someone... He does anybody who does a good Peterson, Felix has a good one, just doing that, the asshole album.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Dennis asshole album, just word for word as Jordan.
No, wait,
Peterson.
Adapt it. Adapt asshole for Peterson's ideology.
Everywhere I don't clean up my room or follow through on promises.
Everywhere I go these days, I talk to young men. I talk to them and I see in their eyes they're tired of driving real slow in the ultra fast lane while the people behind them are going insane.
Handicapped spaces are agents of chaos. You should park wherever you want, like a lobster would.